Chapter 9. In the East, the host lives in fear of offending the guest. In the West, the guest lives in fear of offending the host. Confucius says, "The way to lead a thousand-chariot state effectively is to carry out your official duties respectfully and make good on your word. Be frugal in your expenditures and love your peers, and put the common people to work only at the proper time of year." Analects, chapter 1, verse 5. Taiwanese and Chinese, because of their strong Confucian influence, share two contradictory yet complementary values, frugality and hospitality. Their penchant for bartering for the best price flows from frugality and their custom of always having one person at the table pay the bill for the meal flows from their hospitality. Evie and I experienced this on our first trip to Xi'an in 1988 when our host, Dr. Susie, and her husband, Dr. Bai, our first two Chinese friends from the days of their study in the U.S., took us out to a scrumptious meal on the day we toured the Terracotta Soldiers. The bill was 100 renminbi for one meal. This is nothing today, amounting to only $15. But in 1988, after adjusting for the exchange rate and factoring in for the amount of a state salary for medical doctors, 100 renminbi was equal to 2 months' salary. I was sick. Though the dishes were tasty and the cleanliness at the restaurant better than usual, I was literally ill when I thought of the price of the meal. I wanted to pay for the meal, but that was unthinkable. Evie and I were their guests. We had traveled 7,292 miles to get there in a day when Chinese airlines had no computer reservations and in the year before Tiananmen when Beijing had only 200 taxis. We had hosted Dr. Bai and Dr. Susie on multiple occasions, even taking them on vacation with us one Christmas to Disney World. If you compare the amount of money spent, what Bai and Susie were spending on this meal was peanuts in comparison with what we spent on them during their 2 years sojourn in the United States. But when you calculate the value behind the cost, they were spending more proportionally on us in one meal than we had spent total on them during our Florida vacation together. As Evie and I had learned countless times in Taiwan, the person who invites you out to eat is the person who pays the bill for everyone at the table. That is an inviolable principle, a sacred rule, and a cultural norm in China and Taiwan. Offering to pay the bill for the one who invited you places the true host in a position of looking greedy for inviting himself at your expense, rather than remarkably generous to gain face by paying for you and everyone else at the table. There is always an argument when it comes time to pay the bill. Everyone vies for the privilege to pay, but the one who always wins is the one who issued the invitation, whose back is to the far wall, and whose face is to the door when it is opened. There is only one sin that is almost as bad as trying to usurp your host as you unsuccessfully plead for the privilege of paying the bill, and that is the sin of going Dutch. There is a despicable phrase in Mandarin used to describe any boor who insists if he can't pay for everyone, just paying for himself, gufu gud. Literally, it means that each person pays individually. But culturally, it means you haven't learned the first thing about the essentials of Taiwanese or Chinese hospitality cultural practices.